Hey, mi gente, I am sharing with you something that I wrote today. This morning I had an anxiety episode, and coming down from that episode, I decided to just write down just what I was going through or what I was feeling. I don't know, I just jotted down a bunch of shit. I really wasn't thinking about what I was writing. I was just writing in the moment. And kind of just thought that maybe I could share what I was experiencing and maybe help others shed some light on what they experienced during anxiety. Because I think that's always the hardest thing to try to explain to people who haven't experienced anxiety issues themselves. And, you know, keep in mind that anxiety feels and looks different for everybody and may feel and look different every time you have an anxiety episode, which is what happens to me. It never looks the same. So maybe writing things down will help me find some consistency, in it. So here goes. Here's what I wrote. Sometimes I don't even have a reason why I don't want to go. Sometimes that feeling is just a small ball in my stomach and it will soon pass. But sometimes it's a big ball and it becomes painful and I get extremely nauseous. Then my thoughts get loud, like really loud, excuse me, and it's hard for me to focus. Then I realize I don't have control over my breathing. I become fearful now of who the hell knows what, and now I'm scared of going. Now the thought of having to find any energy source just so I can interact with people is now unbearable, and all I can do is cry. By the time I calm down and process all my emotions, I'm completely out of energy. In the end, it all hurts. I'm disappointed that I revert into a lost child that just wants to be protected. Sad that I couldn't stop it this time. Upset that I hurt others because I couldn't process everything earlier. To be honest with you, I don't even know how I really feel looking back and reading that. I mean, because it's brutally honest of what I'm trying to process, I guess, when I'm coming down from that anxiety. And I don't know, I'm just hoping that writing this out is going to be a tool for me to start reflecting. I've been having less and less anxiety attacks during my spiritual growth. But again, I thought it was important to share, to let my listeners know that this is something that I still experience. This is something that I'm getting better at using the tools that I've gained and the knowledge that I've gained from all the amazing women that I have around me supporting me. Still doesn't make it easier to process while I'm going through all this. So, like I posted on my social media today, I'm going to take some time to rest. I'm going to take some time to reflect. And then after I process everything, and then I'm going to refocus my energy on getting re-energized and doing some meditation this evening and making sure that I do not carry the energy that I had from today onto my evening and onto my mornings and onto my week to come, because in the past that is something that I would do and sit and dwell in my misery, and sometimes it would take me days upon days to get back to being me. But learning that my anxiety doesn't need to be a reflection of the rest of my day, and what that's going to look like for me. So I will take my time and I will have my moment to deal with my emotions, and then they need to be dealt with, processed with, and then, you know, I don't have to sit in them and carry them with me, so I can release. So thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Sunday. Till next time, fist up, chingonas.